Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I actually had a listener come up to me in the grocery store of the female persuasion. And she said, "You're Ballsy, right?" Yeah.
And she's like, don't I have a restraining order against you?
No, I usually get this.
500 feet, sir?
You're smaller than I thought.
I get the opposite.
She said, I didn't imagine you to be this way. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, you're a lot cuter than I thought.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she said
that. No, she said that.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. You're pretty that's not, cute that, looking for a but, Clint Howard
but that's,
looking.
But that's not a compliment to me. Cute, listen to me. Hear me out here. And I believe women will, if you say to a woman she's cute, most times it's like she's a little girl. You're not even really, trust me on this. Ladies, text in or call 936-WOLF. But here, listen, E.T. was cute. Kermit was cute. Those guys weren't good looking. Right?
I don't think E.T. was cute.
E.T. was cute. E.T. had a cute charm about him. Yeah. Kermit had a
Elmo's
cute charm.
Elmo's cute.
Elmo's cute. Elmo's not exactly hot.
I think you need to...
Oscar's cute in the trash can. Oh, Oscar's cute. He's grumpy, but he's cute.
I think you need to take a compliment. That's what it was. It was a compliment.
I don't know. You're cute. Like,
yeah, I think that's good.
You're cute.
Yeah. What's she supposed to say? You're hot?
No, I don't want her to say I'm hot, but...
Why? No, you clearly do. You want her to say you're hot. You're handsome? Is that what you want?
Handsome's good.
That's something handsome. Your grandmother says.
Handsome's good. But if she would have said you're younger than I expected, I'd be happy with that. Cute's not. Cute, no.
I think you need to learn to take... What's wrong with the word cute?
I tell you what. You tell a woman she's cute, she's not going to like that. I guarantee you she won't like that.
Again, going back to the restraining order.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hi there. Ballsy was called cute in the grocery store the other day by some random. Yeah. Was it just like a random person? That's a thing. Like,
well, no, it was a listener. Yeah, yeah, okay. I didn't know her from.
You've never met her before?
No, I never met her.
Do you think she was hitting on you?
I don't know. I doubt it. I'm in my mid-40s. I wouldn't know that. No. She called me cute. If she would have said, man, you are good. Man, you're a smoke show.
No, I think she meant something there.
I look like E.T. is what she did.
Did she say you
look
like E.T.?
No, but when I hear E.T., I think when I hear cute, I think E.T. Kermit the Frog. I don't think, like, I certainly don't think, I don't know, think of a cute, I don't think, Channing Tatum, whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Yeah, he wouldn't be called cute.
No, he'd be like hot. I'd lick syrup off your navel, like that type of stuff. She wasn't.
But
like
Johnny Galecki would be called cute.
Yeah, because he's ugly.
No.
Yeah, he's cute.
You're like Johnny Galecki.
I know.
People say
ugly.
That all the time.
I know that. Don't worry, I know what you're saying.
This text coming in, no name on it. Again, leave your name, man. I like to hear your name. I like to know who you are. It says, cute is a 3-year-old cuddling a puppy. Mm-hmm. Or, oh my God, those baby goats jumping around are so cute. I'm a grown-ass woman. Call me cute and see what happens.
See what I mean? You don't tell a woman she's cute. That's like when she says she's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are words that don't get tossed around with
so
women.
You think there's an undertone to the word
cute is like it's dismissive. Cute's like, you know what? You know, in a few years, you could play in the major leagues, but right now, you're just cute.
It's better than her calling you a prick.
I'd rather her call me a prick.
Really?
Yeah, because women kind of are attracted to pricks.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
As a Canadian, I'm sure a lot of people can relate. We kind of have a little bit of a goofy accent. Do you know what I mean?
Ranked 13th in the world, though.
Okay, the sexiest accents, yep. But it's kind of one of those weird ones. It's a little especially Saskatchewan. It's a little North Dakota.
With a few A's in there.
A little Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Yeah. We say and I don't think we notice that we do. In Saskatchewan, we do. I've heard it a lot. We don't do the oot and a boot thing as much as out east.
That's Ontario, yeah.
East does that a lot. I have a lot of friends from that area, mm-hmm. like Toronto, and they do the oot thing. That happens a lot, and I don't think they notice that either.
Newfoundland, really east, have their own.
Oh, well, they have. Their accent is crazy. I can't even understand that accent sometimes.
So they rank the best accents in the world, and I'll just give you the top five in reverse order. Australian, Aussie accent at 5.
That's a great accent.
Yeah, that that is one of my favorites.
I love the Aussie accent.
Actually, it's probably my favorite.
And they have great words, too. And they're totally accepting of really offensive words, and I love it.
Yeah. Anyway. Italian, 4. Italian accent.
It's very intimidating.
You're not happy with Italian. The one guy.
Okay, so here we were in Cuba.
Yeah, very first trip
there
together.
There was an Italian man who was hitting on my wife.
Right.
And very aggressively hitting on her.
And rubbing
her
cheeks.
Now, not getting handsy.
Almost rubbing her cheeks. Almost.
And then I believe I might have said something to him that chased him off fairly quickly.
In a stern Canadian accent, you chased him off.
I believe my exact words were, "If you touch her, I will end you." Something like that. And then he left. He understood that language.
The Irish have the third best accent, apparently.
It's a great one. Again, the Irish accent is really tough to understand, too. But it's a fun one.
Yeah, especially when they're had a few to drink. St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, that would be...
What?
Well, it's true.
No, you're
true.
Right.
No,
you have had a few to drink. I'm not saying they're... I like it. South Africans at number 2?
Yeah, and that's a... South African accent is very, like... it's not as noticeable.
They got unique tones and kind of some of their own slang.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one, though.
And Kiwi, New Zealanders have the best accent. That's what they say. Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, but I can't tell the difference between New Zealand and Australia.
I can't either, but to a New Zealander,
they'll kill you.
You're dead.
They'll kill you. Yeah. That's like saying you have an American accent to a Canadian.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. It'd be like, what?
Yeah, I went up to an Aussie once and said, boy, are you from New Zealand?
Oh.
New Zealand!
Oh, man. The worst thing I ever did was go up to an Irish guy and ask him if he was British. That was almost the end of Chad.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I should say, I was approached one time by a British woman who said that Canadians have a sexy accent. In fact, she thought it was said it was very sexy because it's Hollywood, because it's got the... It does, before you shoot me, it does have an American tone to
it. Yeah, it does.
But we have other unique traits with our language. And we're a little bit more loosey-goosey when it comes to our language. So I think we get that from the Brits, right? We're okay with it dropping the F-bombs and harsher. But... She said what she noticed was the way we say water, and she thought that was awesome.
Water.
She thought it was very attractive.
Can't stand how the Americans say roof. Roof.
Rough.
Anyway, Selena sends in a text 936 Wolf saying she likes the French accent, the language of love.
The language of love.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I kind of do too. The French accent. I'm a Scottish accent guy.
And Dave said Scottish, the rich sounds what he likes.
You know what I like about Scots? And that accent
is
when they tell you something, they're telling you the truth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no lying about it.
Yeah.
Like when a Scottish person says something to you in that accent, you envision Sean Connery looking you right down the barrel and saying it.
That's true. The one I love is Spanish. I think either Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Or Antonio Banderas.
Right, me too.
That's my favorite. That and the Aussie ones are my two favorite accents.
There's one that scares me, though. The German accent.
Ooh,
is very aggressive. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
And it's scary.
I don't even know, it is scary.
It's because it's so abrupt, and I think there's so many hard sounds to it. A lot of G's, like hard G's, and a lot of, like, schlobbins, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just
although I got to say I wouldn't mind a bikini clad Heidi Klum
she can speak however she wants.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, I can't believe you guys haven't brought this one up yet, and maybe I'm a little bit in the minority here, but Russian accent, come on now.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Von 63, pick 'em up truck, run real good, no engine.
Is that Russian or Ukrainian?
Oh, both. Ukraine's from Russia. They split. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'm a little... It's weird, right? Like, with a woman, it turns me into a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal.
I don't disagree with you, yeah.
Like, but when you run into a guy with, like, a male with a Russian accent, it's intimidating as hell.
Yeah, it scares the hell out of you.
But you know what it is? With women, it's kind of... I think it's that James Bond thing where you think they might be, like, a villain spy or something.
100%.
I also like the Russian female grunt in tennis, like Anna Kournikova.
All right. This is just getting awkward sitting across from this man right now. All right, thank you.
I don't doubt that.
Later, man. Good morning, the Wolf.
Hey, how are you?
What's up,
hey,
Wes?
What's up?
The real French will melt your butter like a bad Pepe Le Pew, and our good old French backwoods Saguenay. No, I know a man. His name is Pierre Larretier, and even when he talks, my knees go weak. So, you know how good it is.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A lot of people seeding right now, maybe even driving in the combine with a dart. Just know that things are going to change come November. Health Canada will be coming down with new labeling for packaging. It will be plain brown, but it will still have the large graphic warning on it with like photos of lungs and people dying of cancer and things like that.
Yeah.
And it'll just have the brand name written in standardized letter. They will no longer have logos allowed on them or anything like that.
Why don't we just make it illegal? Why don't we just say smoking is done?
You can't make it illegal, and here's why. Because there are too many people that smoke. Then you create a black market for it, right?
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in mind. Now, you're right.
I'm not saying I'm against smokers. I don't want people texting us all mad because I'm not against you smoking. I'm not. But, like, now we're going to do this. We're going to make the packages really graphic and scare them off. Now we're going to make them really bland and make them bored out of smoking. Like, it's stupid. The whole thing's dumb.
Yeah, Melanie Severite, she says, pictures won't work for most people.
No.
Jack up the price and maybe something will change.
Yes.
That's probably the point right there. I mean, make them $100 a pack. You know, like, no, really, like.
But then there'd be a fight with the tobacco.
But then again, the black market comes into account there. You make it $100 a pack. Well, somebody's going to find them cheaper, or they're going to make them themselves, and you're going to find them. People will, man. People, an addict is an addict, whether it's meth or cigarettes. It doesn't matter.
The one thing
they're going to find a way.
Yeah, you know the one thing that's becoming worse, and it's people think it's healthier is vaping, and that not necessarily is any better. That'll be the next problem we have, vaping. But yeah, I can't really see. This is a topic that I can't really weigh into because I've never put a dart to my lips, so I can't really bust anybody's balls and say you got to quit because I don't know how hard it is to quit.
It's the toughest thing you'll ever do.
But
it's one of the toughest.
My mom
things
said that too. Mm-hmm. She did it for years. So did my dad. But thing is, it's like you're an adult. You're gonna smoke. You're gonna smoke.
Jason Short says this: just make all packages black with a skull and crossbones. Call them death and get on with it.
Yeah,
it's true. I mean, there is a point to be made there, and some people are saying, "Listen, it's just going to make it tougher for the people selling them." Miranda Jade says, "Selling them is part of my job, and I'm a non-smoker. It's going to take me forever to find the right kind based on name, like smooth, light, or full, etc. Instead of color, export a smooth, no idea. Export a blue, yeah, I got you." You know what I mean? She's right.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I feel bad for everybody involved in that. But I mean, listen, we all know. If a person who smokes, if you went up to them and said, you know that's bad for you.
They already know that.
They wouldn't go, what?
Yeah.
That's bad?
I know.
No,
I know.
Of course they know.
This boring package tells me it's bad.
And some people actually find it more appealing that it's dangerous. There are people like that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We don't really do celebrity stuff here, per se. No, what we do is we do a thing called this or that, but it basically is celebrity stuff, okay? Okay.
You sit and judge.
Okay, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 47 today, okay?
Yeah, I've been watching Ballers. Yeah. It's awesome.
Who's your favorite wrestler, Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Brock Lesnar?
You know, Brock's my boy.
I know. Saskatchewan guy.
Comes over for tuna casserole.
Yeah, he hasn't yet, but he's going to maybe.
I like The Rock.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Although,
Brock, you know what? The thing about Brock Lesnar was...
Saskatchewan guy too, though. No.
When I met him, he's nicer than you'd think.
I'm going to go Brock Lesnar. I love Rock, but I'm going Brock Lesnar.
One of us has gone Brock Lesnar, and I'm going The Rock.
Lou Gramm is 69. He's Foreigner's lead singer, although he hasn't been with him since 2003.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song from them out of these two selections?
Feels like the first time.
Jukebox Hero or Urgent?
Ooh, out of those two?
Yes. Urgent.
Ooh, Jukebox Hero.
I'm going to go Urgent.
Really?
You like urgent. Emergency.
No, I hate that garbage. One's garbage. I don't
Bianca
like it,
Jagger. Bianca Jagger is 74. She's Mick Jagger's ex-wife.
Yeah.
One of them. For your information, Billy Joel's song Big Shot is based on a bad date with her.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. Billy Joel or Mick Jagger? Who do you prefer?
Oh, Billy Joel. All day, every day.
Me too.
I'm a Billy. He's got a. There's a soft spot for.
By
Billy
the way,
Joel,
his
man.
Neighbors are mad that he has a helicopter, but obviously they haven't seen him drive.
Yeah, I'd say.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What'd you call it again? The news you can use.
Yeah, I coined the phrase. It's never been used.
Good, before. Awesome, awesome. We are cutting edge here.
Nobody has ever used it before. Waka waka.
Listen up. This is science. Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, health benefits of beer.
Good, let's hear them.
Reduces the risk of kidney stones. Oh, recent scientific study found one beer a day can lower your risk by 41% of getting kidney stones. They say that's like being pregnant. I don't know, but I did have kidney stones once.
So what you're saying is 19 should really blast them out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It can help replenish you after a workout. The carbs in beer are good after you've just burned a bunch of calories.
Good.
Yeah, they say beer might be better than water when you're dehydrated too.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Now listen, this is scientific.
The great thing is American beer is water.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, this comes from Canada though. Mm. It's good for your bones. The study out of Texas found that an occasional beer can actually increase bone density.
Okay.
Okay.
So that keeps off the osteoporosis.
So let's go with this again. Mm-hmm. No kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
Almost no kidney stones.
Right.
Great after a workout.
Right.
Helps your bones.
Yeah.
And it might help prevent Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Some researchers think trace amounts of aluminum in our body has something to do with Alzheimer's. And a study in Spain found two beers a day can limit its ability to damage your brain.
But what about drinking out of aluminum
cans? That's what
cans?
I'm going to say. Provided probably it's out of a bottle, not a can.
Okay. So out of all of this.
Yes.
How does the liver fare?
Well, hey, science isn't perfect.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm really trying to cut back sugar, but certain things I eat really draw me back into Pepsi. Like a Pepsi.
Yeah? Are you getting back on that wagon?
Well, I'm not, but like I have the odd one. I probably have a couple a week,
yeah.
Which is too many for a diabetic, but I just, that's my vice.
What is it about it?
I don't know.
Like the fizz, burn feel?
Yeah, and like if you're eating certain things like Chinese food or pizza or something like that, yeah.
I have
Pepsi. Water's boring.
I'm a beer drinker. Mm. I wouldn't consider it to be my vice. I can definitely go without it. Like I can go a long time without beer, but like pizza is my kryptonite. I just can't get through life without pizza. And anybody who doesn't have pizza in their life, I don't understand how
you get
through it without that.
You're
happiness.
Not human. You're not really a human being.
A really good pizza. Like, I'm talking, it's got to be just...
Thin or thick crust?
Thick crust.
Yeah.
I like the thick crust. Yeah. Lots of stuff on it. I'm like an all-dressed guy.
Lots of sauce.
And
you're all-dressed? Pineapple? Oh, yeah. Come on,
man. Oh,
man,
all of it.
Really?
No, not anchovies. And not black. I don't like the olives.
So not everything.
Not everything.
But you're a pineapple guy.
Right. And just just a little bit too much grease. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the pizza's got to be so you don't want to put it on your seat of your car. You could put it on the floor mat, but not the seat of your car.
And there's the prairie pizza. That's what I like to call it. That's my vice. It's the pizza that's cut into squares and not slices. So, and you got to get that middle piece. No crust on it. You know what I mean?
The greasy one.
The middle piece that flops around.
Burns your hand a little bit. It flops around.
Yeah, it looks like meat. And vegetables on a cut up inner tube. It just flops around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm horribly addicted to that, as you can tell just by the way I'm describing this.
Do you want to get a pizza later?
Like it's, oh, there. Oh, yes.
What's your advice? 936 Wolf.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, what's up?
The middle pieces in the pizza, we call them sewer rats because they're all wet and covered in grease.
Oh, but it's so good, right?
Oh, they're great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Sewer rats are kind of the people I see at the fair. That's what I call them.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Love how this talk about vices just evolved into pizza. Because
that's how talk goes sometimes.
Everybody, I think, has the vice of pizza. Come on, man.
Pizza is my jam too, Chad. Somebody texts in at 936 Wolf. Yeah. Have you ever had a pie from Juliana's Pizza on 4th Avenue? Best pizza in the city. You know what, man? That is a great place to have a pizza. And as soon as you were talking about it, that's what I was going to say. It's up there across from Martin Collegiate up there on 4th Avenue, Northwest Regina.
I had, what did I have the other day? Red Swan Pizza? Is that what it's called?
Red Swan.
I think that's what it's called.
Copper Kettle has some good pizza too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Copper Kettle's got
and, some good pizza. And you can never go wrong with good old Vern's.
Vern's is good too. Yeah. Big and thick.
You gotta be hungry though.
Yeah.
You better be hungry.
Yeah.
And you can never go wrong sometimes with a good old Domino's or something like that.
You know,
too.
Another one sometimes of my vices coming up here, and you bought me one yesterday. I'm big into like the foofy teas like London Fog or green tea matcha latte or whatever. Yeah. I'm into those now, yeah.
What?
The matcha green tea latte.
Matcha latte? Is that actually what it's called?
You know where I got
that
from?
Made up.
I had no idea what it was, and I was watching an episode of This Is Us, and they were drinking it, so I thought, okay, I'll go check it out. It's damn good.
Getting his life advice from matcha lattes. Okay, hold on.
And if I can look as sexy as the guy drinking it on This Is Us,
so
Kevin,
you get all of your life advice from This Is Us?
Pretty well now, yeah.
Yeah, so do you have a slow cooker?
Well, you know what? My life has brought me to tears, and for a minute there, I thought, oh, you know what? Hey, Mom, where's that old slow cooker? I need to go out like old Milo here.
Well, we're talking vices. Yeah. Let's get back to what we're actually going with here.
Yeah, who cares?
There are some things that you can't avoid. Like, if I'm at, let's say, I'm at a major wholesaler store here in town that is out on the East End.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So say I'm there.
Is it brand new?
This particular one is
okay,
by
yeah,
chance.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
If I go there,
yeah,
I can't pass up the like pre-made meals.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's all food with me. Actually,
I can't get past when you that wholesaler that's new. When you walk in and they have the eye candy at the front of the store, like all the
gadgets, the little
wow.
I mean, I've never thought. Do we need 30 Contigo mugs? I think we might.
Yeah, we might. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody on the Little League team needs
I might coach football
mug.
Again. Yeah, who knows?
Might need that. Hey, do we need a 10-camera security system? I mean, it's only $550.
Yeah, I mean, I know I only have a 2-bedroom condo, but...
I mean, that's like 3 cameras in each room.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
86 years ago on this day, 1933, the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland was reported when a couple drove by and saw an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface of Loch Ness. So what would you be more scared to encounter, the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot?
Well, Bigfoot can run after you. Loch Ness, as long as you're not in the water, you're fine.
And I'm already scared of water, so I don't need no Loch Ness Monster to be scared. So probably Bigfoot. I would like to encounter Bigfoot, though.
I think Bigfoot would smell. I'm just being honest here.
Well, you can't smell any worse than Dolby.
Valid.
When I think Bigfoot, I think
of
Dolby.
Course not. I don't.
Anyway.
I do, because Dolby is rather massive, and he could... Have you seen the mitts on Dolby?
Yeah.
He's, like the meat hooks on him?
He's lost some weight, too, Dolby.
He has. He's down LBs.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't about Dolby.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Kind of is.
Yeah. Why do we always talk about our producer, Dolby? Anyway, our show is just simulcast in the afternoon.
Yeah.
22 years ago on this day in 1997, the first Austin Powers movie was released. Stars Mike Myers as that British super spy. So, what?
Dolby's just fucking...
Is he?
Yeah.
So, what's your...
Go ahead.
So, what's your... I'm gonna lock the door.
Here he is.
What is going on in here?
So what's your most iconic? You're coming here. I forgot you're coming in early for a music meeting. How you doing, Bigfoot?
I don't even know what's going on. I walk up to the building. I got an ice cap in hand. I'm a happy man this morning.
Yeah.
My usual jovial self. All of a sudden, I hear, "Have you seen the mitts on Dolby?"
Yeah, well, I said you got meat hooks on
well,
you.
Yeah, because we were
just
saying, who'd you rather encounter, Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot? And Chad said he thought Bigfoot smells. I said, I think he probably smells like Dolby.
All right, listen, now that I know what's up, I'm not that mad. That's probably fair.
Have a great day, Dolby.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, Mike Myers, more iconic role.
I don't even care anymore.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.